I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A massive communications blackout crippled life-saving aid deliveries in Sudan this week. The latest food security analysis showed the highest levels of hunger ever recorded during the four-month harvest season. Meanwhile, Sudan's army is warming up to Iran in hopes of gaining advanced weaponry. John is a gospel worker focused on Sudan. His group helps church planters who work with Sudanese refugees in seven locations.
They have learned to go to where the people are, to bring trauma healing, to bring the hope of the gospel, to put in place people who know Christ, who know the Muslim context, and who are filled with the Holy Spirit to stand and bring an answer of hope, which is only Christ.
Specific ways to help these gospel workers can be found at missionnews.org. Last February's historic earthquake in Turkey and Syria claimed nearly 56,000 lives and displaced millions more. Entire communities were razed to the ground and thousands of buildings were destroyed or severely damaged. Lana Silk says Transform Iran was one of the first groups to respond, helping hundreds of Iranian Christian refugees in Turkey. Tremendous needs remain today.
Christian refugees are being forced into really uninhabitable living situations. We have families in our group who aren't even using gas or electricity for saving money, having to just wear warm clothing to survive, not having three meals a day.
For practical ways to help your brothers and sisters in Christ or Transform Iran, visit missionnews.org.
Could you go without a weekly coffee and support a family in need? The same dollars go so much further in a place like Turkey, and these families are in great, great need.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.